The Princeton Tigers overcame a sluggish start to overwhelm the Harvard Crimson in the Ivy League opener today in Princeton. Final score was 89-58. Xavion Lee had an incredible game, scoring 33 points on 13 of 22 from the field, including 5 of 11 from deep. He added 8 rebounds and a game-high 7 assists. Caden Pierce was his usual reliable self. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Tigers are now 16-1 when Pierce has double-digit rebounds. Harvard led early 21-14, but the Tigers went on a 27-11 run at that point to close out the first half. In the second half, it was all Princeton as Lee got hot. Overall, the Tigers shot 32 of 65 from the field and made 15 three-pointers in 36 attempts. Chasen Okpara was very good for Harvard, scoring 18 points. Tommy Amaker was pleased to welcome back to the starting lineup hot rookie Malik Mack, who played 32 minutes and was not his usual self, although he did have 8 points. We're going to take you now to the Tiger press conference, where Mitch Henderson will greet the press, and he'll be joined by Zach Martini and Xavion Lee.
I don't have a stat sheet, but you know, obviously, like, 1-0 in the league is where we want to be, and you know, they've had some guys that have been really banged up. Thank you. Mac, you know, obviously wasn't quite himself, and they have the big kid that's out, but I thought we were, you know, a little bit of jitters in first game in the league for the first, you know, 15 minutes of the game, and then we kind of found a little bit of our groove. Xavion really got going. You know, we had one turnover going into the last 3 or 4 minutes, which is just terrific. And you're going to – gives us, you know, with the way we play, it gives us a chance to be really good. So, and then, you know, what can you say? That was a performance. An absolute show.
Do you like putting on a show?
I mean, yeah, I don't like try. I think it's just kind of like my play style. Like, sometimes it can come off as a little like crazy, but when it works, it obviously looks good sometimes. So, just playing basketball with me.
In the second half, just seemed like you were in a zone. Just what's going through your mind is all those threes are going in.
Yeah, I mean, the first half, I don't know where I started. Maybe like 0-for-5 from three or something crazy like that. Like, I was shooting it terribly, but we kind of got going towards the end of the first half, and I was getting to the rim, and Zach was saying a lot of shots, everyone was saying shots. So when I feel like I play like that in the first half and we're still up 9, it gives me a lot of confidence. So in the second half, it's just got to keep playing, and I know eventually something's going to fall.
Before you were starting to score, Xavion, you were hitting Caden in a lot of different parts of the floor, and it seemed like you're kind of getting a lot of joy getting him open and finding him under the basket. And the same thing in the second half. I saw the way you reacted after you hit him on an assist. Can you just tell me a little about the chemistry the two of you guys have had in particular last year coming into this year?
Yeah, for sure. Kate and I have good chemistry. We take like all of our classes together too. We're both econ majors, so we spend a lot of time together. That's something we've been working on, just kind of like that screen slip and then I throw it to space. So, I mean, it just feels like comfortable passing me, and when he catches that, I trust that he's going to finish it. So, I mean, just trusting what we know. And, you know, I think he got like 1-and-1 off of it. He got fouled a couple times. So, I mean, if he's open, I'm going to give it to him every time. So, just kind of how we play.
Zach, talk about the way you start. It seemed like you really got things rolling for the team today.
Yeah, it was fortunate that I made a few shots to start the game because a little bit of jitters going into the first Ivy League game, but to see like the first one fall really gives me that most confidence to just start the game off and play the way I want to play on both sides of the floor. So yeah, I was really happy with the way we started. I know they got us a little bit of a lead, but we got comfortable. Started scoring the ball inside, which helps me score the ball outside. So.
And you guys ended the first half, I think it was 16-4 run. Just talk about that stretch. It seemed like that's where you really got a cushion.
Yeah, I think we just got the jitters out of us. First Ivy League game, you never really know what to expect. So I think the more we played into the game, the more solid we got, the more comfortable we got. And then when our shots fall, our defense translates well too. So yeah.
You bailed me out on that one.
Right. When
I spun that jump, I was hitting the corner. If I look at it, it was a terrible play.
I don't remember that.
Zach, did you see this coming from him in practice throughout the end of the season?
He says that, I mean, he might say he plays crazy, but I mean, I think he's always at his own pace. And those step back shots look hard, but I mean, I've seen him make them every day. So it was just about time that the Avalanche was about to unload, so yeah.
Xavier, obviously, you know, as you get into the league, teams will know you guys well. They'll give you different looks defensively. How do you try and decipher what you're seeing on a nightly basis?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like they're going to have to guard me one way, and it's either I'm going to be able to get off or my teammates are going to be open. So either way, I think we're at advantage. So it's just me not getting frustrated, sticking to what I know. And, you know, for me, it's just reading the guy in the gap. If he's too low, I'm going to hit my teammates every time. If he's not there, I'm going to try and take it to the rack. So, I mean, it's just not getting frustrated. I think I have to be, like, adaptable because, obviously, in the Ivy League, teams are going to scout as well and give me different looks. So just sticking to what I know. And the biggest thing is just, like, I know whatever they do, like, we're going to have a counter to it. The way we play, we're so hard to guard that they're going to give something up. So it might not be me getting 30, 20, whatever. It might be someone else getting open looks. But at the end of the day, I think we're always going to be in good positions to succeed if I'm making plays.
Coach, when these two guys are lighting it up the way they do, it's hard to talk about anything else. But what about the defense? That's a pretty good, stellar defensive performance.
Yeah, I thought we really locked in, especially in the second half, and you know, gave ourselves a lot of time. I thought Zach's defense on Akpara was terrific. He's a really tough kid to cover. I was pleased. Now, I think, George, the fact that we have one turnover is just that's you know, it's the first thing I look at.
I was just going to ask you about the same thing since you mentioned it before. One turnover through 36
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
What does it say about the team's chemistry at this stage in the season?
And it's terrific. And, you know, Mush has been a little banged up, and guys are rising to the occasion because he's just been a force for us, a force of will, and everybody else has responded in a great way. And he was like, we were up 25. He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, you're not fine, and you're not going in.
What about Zach's game overall? Kind of a senior stepping up in the Ivy Open.
He's playing so well, and I'm so proud of him. And I told him the other day, like, I hope he can appreciate how well he's playing and how, you know, what he's doing and like what he's done here already. You know, that for our program. But you know, really, what's the gift of the seniors is that there's no ego, and everybody knows it. So it makes the life of the coach quite easy. Doesn't always happen.
Xavier, this time you knew you were getting close to 30 this time, right?
I'm not gonna lie. The first game I was kind of like seeing if I was gonna get there. This game, we were just kind of like playing. Like I kind of lost track of what even the score was. We were just kind of hooping. It was a lot of fun. Then it was just us going. We were trying to slow down a little bit, but sometimes I was like, we're just gonna go and shoot.
Can you feel the crowd? Like,
yeah, for
really
sure.
Really getting behind.
For sure,
them.
That was a great crowd. I think that was probably one of the best crowds we've had besides Ivy Madness maybe last year. So. It's a lot of fun when we got that behind us instead of against us. So, I mean, hopefully they come back. I think it's hard not to come back if we're playing like that. So, I'm excited for the next time game, too.
Zach, what about your thoughts as a senior in the last Ivy campaign? Is there a sense of urgency raising your game?
No, I don't really think so. I think my game kind of flourishes on them guys, Xavier, Cade, Mush, getting to the hoop, letting me kind of create space. I just know I got 6 more games here, and I don't leave it all on the floor because this place means a lot to me, and we don't get the opportunity to play that much on the home court, especially this year. So just definitely a sense of urgency, but not too much pressure. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Did Penn Dartmouth have a score?
Penn won by 30.
30.
Well, there you have it from Jadwin Gymnasium. Xavier Lee, Zach Martini did it all and said it all, and Coach Henderson was very proud of the fact that his team turned it over one time in about the first 36 minutes. Really incredible performance, great defensive performance. The Tigers now move on to play Dartmouth here at Jadwin on January 15th at 2 p.m. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online saying thanks so much for listening.